Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Financial Vantage Point podcast with VLC. We'll be offering you conversations about unique themes and timely trends driving the financial planning industry and what you, the client, needs to know. Van Leeuwen & Company is a boutique financial planning firm based in Princeton, New Jersey, led by founder, CEO, and CFP, Ken Van Leeuwen, who brings over 40 years' experience in helping clients achieve their life vision. I'm your host, Zach Allegretti, with your guest, Ken Van Leeuwen, and today we will be discussing the role of a financial advisor as a client's CFO. Financial advisors and planners wear several hats and ultimately serve as an extension of their client's family. Advisors are trusted counsel who should have a seat at their client's table, a CFO to the client CEO. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Zach. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
First off, financial planning is a phrase that may have different meanings to different audiences. You have a particularly unique perspective on the role that a financial planner plays within a client's life. Can you please explain what that view is and how has it evolved over time?
Yeah, the financial planner in our mind should be an integral part of your team. Actually, we believe the financial planner should be the quarterback of all things financial in one's life. Because while some financial planners may just do assets and they may just manage assets and some may just do insurance and some may just do taxes, we believe that all of those are really integral and important to a client's life. And all of them have to be looked at equally when advising a client.
So how have you applied this approach to your practice?
Well, what we do is like we like to call it our life vision. And we like to say when we work with someone, we want to establish where you are today, which is easy enough because, you know, you collect statements, you collect documents, you collect insurance policies, wills, trusts, things of that nature, tax returns, investment statements. But we also want to say, okay, where are you now and where do you want to go? And that doesn't just mean financially, right? Because a lot of clients in their own mind have goals that they'd like to achieve. Many of our clients come to us because they'd like to achieve a second home or a third home. It's not that just they want to retire or, you know, they want to educate their children in a, you know, in an exclusive manner, whether it's at private school or college or of those natures, or just as simple things as buying a car. But the perspective of it is that we want to help them make that informed decision that encompasses everything in their life. Because, you know, many clients say, you know, I'd love to buy that beach house, but can I still retire? So our goal is to answer that question in a way that gives them the confidence and the clarity to buy that beach house, while not at the expense of their retirement or their kids' college education.
Interesting. So it's a little bit of surveying the field a bit, and kind of helping them recognize where they are and where they could go, keeping all their goals in mind long term.
Without a doubt. I mean, it's really, but you really have to get to know the client. And the client, right, of course, in 95% of our clients' cases is usually a couple. And many times, husband and wife may have different goals. So how do we, well, first of all, we want them to express their goals, you know, no one to hold back any of their feelings. But we want to then meld their goals, which could be different, into a goal that fits their situation, and then how do we get to it? Because that's also very important at Van Leeuwen, what we do. We just don't do a quote-unquote financial plan. Financial planning is just not about a piece of paper to us. It's about really, let's go down that road together, and we hope on a long-term fashion, you know, with constant updates and monitoring and reviews, so that you do reach those goals and that you do stay on top of your financial situation, just like a CFO of a company would do. He's working with the company board members, other people in the company, to make sure that the company stays on track financially, whether it's this week, this month, this quarter, next year, 5 years down the line. So that's what we hope to do as well.
I think the whole CFO to the CEO concept is really interesting, particularly in the case that you were just speaking about with a couple. So I imagine that each spouse is interested in achieving something individually, but at the end of the day, you can kind of survey the field, get a little bit of a feel of how we can help you get to where you want individually, and kind of keep the relationship going to say, okay, well, we also want to get you here together, so that the interaction between the CEOs, if you will, is probably crucial in what you do.
Oh, absolutely. Because, for example, I mean, mean, we run into situations all the time where they've never really crystallized their thinking in certain areas. Like we have a client and we just met with them yesterday where, you know, the wife had to put herself through college. The husband had parents who paid for his college education. The wife felt very strongly about the fact that her children needed to have, quote unquote, as she referred to it, some skin in the game and pay for college, whether it was through working or loans or something of that nature, while the husband didn't have to worry about that. So then we had to come up with a joint philosophy in terms of how were we going to do that. And that's just one example. Also, what you find many times is when, and we have this often, is both spouses, of course, work. The question is, by human nature, some people are more engaged in their work than others. They have very different views of when they want to retire. So the question is, how do you bring those views into alignment so that they can both be happy in terms of what they want to do? And can they afford at those various stages to retire? And that's a big question that we seek to answer.
For sure. I think that it just plays into the whole importance of relationships between an advisor and the clients that you work with.
Well, we're really, that is very important to us, Zach. I think what we want to look at is that, yes, I mean, it's really getting to know our clients. It's not just numbers on a paper. We want to get to know them on a personal level. We want them also to trust us, because I think that's super important, that we hold what's very important to them in the palm of our hands, for lack of a better word, and we want to make sure that we achieve that and that we're both working towards it. And then they both realize, well, you're not more in favor of the husband or the wife or whatnot. It's basically, hey, we're looking to create something that you both can live with. And I think that that's super important. And when they realize that we're coming at it from a direction for the betterment and the goals of the total family, then they're all on board. But again, that takes some time, some work, some conversations, even years of working with someone.
You mentioned earlier something that I wanted to go back to. So you're saying that your role expands beyond investing and that it encompasses multiple aspects of one's overall financial health, if you will. What are some examples of how you and your team serve clients outside of traditional asset management, wealth management, financial planning?
For example, clients want to buy a second home. How do we pay for it? Do we get a mortgage? How do we get the deposit, the down payment together? These are all different things. We have assets, but we don't necessarily want to touch those assets. How do we do that? Or one of our clients' parents is in need of long-term care or an assisted living. How are we going to afford that? Because the mom or dad may not have the resources that the children have. So how are they going to do that? What assistance are they going to give them? What's the best way to offer that assistance? I mean, these are different things that we look at. And of course, one of the things, as you know, we do specialize in planning for children and adults with special needs. So the question is, how do we look at that? Because that's not in just an isolated incident also, because that involves many things also, coordination amongst many family members. Sometimes we have to involve generations in planning for that.
It's interesting. You're essentially liaising between multiple parties, not just the client you're dealing with directly, but in some instances, their families. And I'd imagine you work with other folks outside the realm of financial planning too. You can connect people with the right audiences if need be.
Absolutely. I mean, this was a case, you know, Zach, this year where, you know, I had a client and she was very concerned about her health, her cardiac health, and she couldn't get an appointment with a cardiologist, a top flight cardiologist. And I happened to know one personally. I would call him my friend. And I was able to connect the two of them. And he stepped in. I mean, he right away called her within 5 minutes to offer that assistance and the aid she needed. In my mind, that's invaluable for her, right? Because it was like, it's more than your net worth. It's more than the asset that I manage, right? It's more important than the fee you pay me. It's about I'm thinking about all of those issues. And I found that personally very, very satisfying, because you really helped someone when they were in need of something and they had no other direction to turn to.
Goes right back to the relationship point. I mean, she trusted you to help. She may have mentioned it in jest, or she was actually looking for, Ken, I need help here. What do you recommend? And that's, I think, the very core of what you do that makes you stand out.
Yeah, and you know what? It gives me tremendous, and my team, tremendous satisfaction also, Zach, because to go above and beyond is a hallmark of Van Leeuwen and Company, right? It's not just we do the job, we do the job plus. So I think that that's a strength of ours and strength of my company.
I think it's part of the reason why you guys have been around for over 25 years. Circling back to that point, this idea of the CFO to the CEO must really resonate well with your corporate executive clients. It's one of the niche practice areas that Van Leeuwen & Company has built within its overall client base. Are there any specific strategies to be leveraged with this group of C-suite executives that kind of differ from other clientele?
Yep, for sure. Because corporate executives, especially as they ascend up the corporate ladder, of course, we know that they're well compensated, but they all have a concern about what happens if I lose my job tomorrow, whether through I'm fired for poor performance, my company gets acquired, or as I rise to the top, there's not a space for me as we move up the chain. They think about that. Like one of my clients actually, Zach, coined a phrase, it's called getting shot. It's kind of like, what's the day you're going to get shot? Because they all know and they all see that there's a point in time when everything you work for could change because of a new administration, a new CEO, a new board, a merger, things of that nature. So they're all very mindful of that. And see, the point is what we try to do at Van Leeuwen, we try to give them the confidence, right? Because we want them that it isn't about money. It's about their performance. Like I always say to my clients, look, our job is to worry about your money, with you, of course, but your job is to stay employed. That's your job. And what we want to then do is because to aid them in that, to relieve them of that, I won't call it a burden, but a concern that they have, and to focus just on their career and their family, because that's ultimately what the corporate exec wants to do. The reason they, in our minds, why they do so well is that because they're good at delegating, right? They're good, as we all know, corporate execs, good corporate execs, have to have teammates that they feel and trust who can help them move up. So we want to be part of that team. We just don't work for that company. We work for ourselves, Van Leeuwen and Company.
Sticking on that corporate execs angle, is there anything in particular that corporate executives should be looking at right now as we head into the new year?
Sure. You know, what's really interesting is that this year, as we all know, has been a very tough year from an investment perspective. You know, we've all struggled with portfolios being down and things of that nature. But we're advising our corporate execs, when possible, in early 2023, to look at their company stock, to say, is it a buy? Is it a place where I think it's unreasonably low and I can maximize some of those shares I may have received, some of those grants that may have vested and I still hold, some employee stock shares that I'm just holding? I mean, this is the time when there's values, and there could be even values in the stock that they own, you know, in their company. So don't try to look outside your world. We often advise our executives to look inside their world to say, okay, yeah, is this a good time to own my company stock, and should I buy more? Because we've also found, Zach, which is really interesting, and is that if you can withstand the risk and you understand it, how do corporate executives do very well? A corporate executive does very well when they concentrate in their company stock. And if their stock is a good stock and a good company, then that's how they can accelerate their wealth. See, that's what we do. We're not one of those financial advisors that automatically will say, oh, sell your stock because you work there and, you know, we don't want to be too reliant on your company. What I want to look to do, yeah, I'm always mindful of risk, but if your goal and you understand your company and the workings of your company, let's own it. You know, again, being down in Princeton, New Jersey, of course, we have a concentration of pharmaceutical executives. You can imagine the big companies, Bristol-Myers, Johnson & Johnson. How do some of those folks do very well? Is they continue to own and hold the company stock. So it's just a good vehicle for wealth accumulation.
Very interesting. Well, I think we can wrap up here. Thank you for a great conversation discussing the role that a financial advisor plays as a client CFO. Ken, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Zach. It's been my pleasure as well.
The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision. Zachary Allegretti and their company are not affiliated with or endorsed by LPL Financial.